Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, today is March the 4th, and before I turned on the microphone, I heard in my spirit the Lord say, it's time to march forth.
I love it. Praise God.
On this day, March 4th, let's march forth in the plan, in the purpose, in the will of God. In other words, the things He told you to do a long time ago that you procrastinated.
Yeah.
Procrastination, when it comes to God, is disobedience.
I've been hearing that word procrastination all day, and is God speaking to me?
He may be speaking to me, Tim, because the things we procrastinate in brings depression.
That's right.
Because we only procrastinate in the things we dread, if you really think about it. You don't procrastinate when it's something you want to do.
Yeah, sometimes the will of God is right in front of you, and you know there's a flood, and here comes an ark by, and you say, boy, I wonder what God's going to answer my prayer. And the ark's coming by, and you need to hop on.
Well, it reminds me of that story about that man that it was a sad, tragic thing. Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And there was this man, and he was sitting on his front porch, and this lifeboat comes by and says, you need to come. We're being flooded.
Yeah.
And he says, no, I'm trusting the good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit later, another boat comes by. He says, no, I'm trusting the Lord. And the water's rising.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he goes up to the top of his roof, and he's standing on the roof, and that's and people are just on their rooftops. And here comes another boat by trying to save him. He says, no, I'm trusting the good Lord.
Wow.
Well, you know what happened? He ended up drowning. He gets up to heaven. He says, Lord, I was trusting you. And the Lord said, I sent three boats by your way, and you refused them all. See, sometimes we don't want the route that God has.
Oh,
and, of course, that's a joke. But we don't want the route that God presents to us. So we miss Him entirely, Tim, because we're trusting in the wrong things. And we're looking for something of spectacular or something supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, this is your way out. This is your escape. You've
That's
got
right.
to take this way.
That's exactly right. You know, I like the way from Psalm 37 and verse number 3, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall you dwell in the land, and truly you will be fed. And I like to add this to it. By the master's hand. I wrote a song several years ago that said that. Verse number 4 says, Sharon, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He'll give you what?
The desires.
The desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Secondly, trust also in Him. And thirdly, He'll bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The desires of your heart.
That's right.
So just listen to what God is saying in the moment, and He'll lead you into all truth and all understanding.
And we'll be right back.
Jesus is the miracle.
pre-registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door has begun. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center on April 24th through the 26th. Speakers include Libby Fannin.
You know, sometimes the enemy has planned and knows every move the church is going to make. But when folks off of the sideline that's been faithful come into the game in the final quarter, he's not going to know who's going to be preaching, who's going to be taking the offering, who's going to lay hands on the sick, and it's going to be time for a comeback.
Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Margaret Viss, Timothy Colasino, and Melissa Flores.
I love that God can use flawed systems of thought, that he can use denominations that have error, and he can speak to us in a way that we get it, even though the information's conveyed through faulty means. You know, he will do whatever it takes to tell us what we need to hear.
Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
Sharon, we're back here today on Connected, mm-hmm. and we're having an awesome time talking about the will of God, talking about hearing from God, and talking about knowing to just go ahead and do the will of God when it's right in front of you.
And stop procrastinating.
That's right. Yeah. And so I got a scripture here from Isaiah 43 and verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. You know, when we remember the former things and consider the things of old, then we become snared by the words of our mouth. Mm. Because God is saying, don't remember the things that are keeping you captive and keeping you in procrastination. And what am I really saying? I'm saying this, that sometimes our past will keep us from moving on in our future, and we want to procrastinate because the only thing that we see ahead is pain.
Oh, yeah.
But yet what God is saying, don't remember those former things, neither consider the things of old. And the Lord is saying to somebody right now, and I could just see you. It's a woman. Your name is Lucy, and I just heard that in the Holy Spirit. And God has said, you've been hurt, and you're sitting still right now. God is already, you're a nurse. God has already told you and given you direction in the way that you should go, but you're said, I'm afraid. That's what you just said. I'm afraid. And Sharon, she doesn't want to move on, but hey, God's word says perfect love casteth out fear.
Yeah. Just being confident that God loves you, mm-hmm. and he is not going to tell you to do anything that's going to harm your life.
That's exactly
right. He will not send you down a wrong path. Now, it may be a path where you're going to have to use your faith,
but that's
going to grow you,
yeah.
and you're going to see God bring breakthrough after breakthrough to your life.
I always like to say it this way. Don't base your futuristic performances on what God's going to do on what you did in the past, but base your futuristic expectations and performances of what he's already done for you, and he's faithful to do it again.
Yes, he is. Well, when we were talking about Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, I'll never forget, it was about 2006 going into 2007. Mm-hmm. I went away to fast and pray for a while. Mm-hmm. And usually when I would get away in January and go on this fast, God would speak a lot of things about the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a fortune teller or a seer,
right.
in that sense, but I mean,
right.
he would impress vision for the year on my life,
sure.
and for the ministry. And I got away that year, and the only thing God gave me was those two verses.
Wow.
And he says, shall you not know it? A lot of people, God is doing something, but they don't even recognize it. They don't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're holding on to something else.
That's exactly right.
And he says, it's going to happen. It's mm-hmm. going to spring forth. Shall you not know it?
Yeah. You know, it's the word asal in the Hebrew for the word, the very first word of that scripture, Sharon, there in verse number 19, behold, it's asal. And what does it mean? It simply means this. It's a primitive root to do or to make. It says, in the broadest sense and widest application, to accomplish, to advance, and to appoint. In other words, the Lord has spoken forth his word to accomplish things. And it's to accomplish for your own advancement, because God doesn't want you to sit still. He is the God that is moving behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say it this way. God is always on the scene, in the scene, and behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Working out
yes.
your destiny, and he has an awesome future for you.
Yes, he does. And of course, Jeremiah, you know, the weeping prophet who was always warning Israel, saying, you're going to go into captivity.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go into captivity. But even with the judgment came the promise that if we would return unto him, that there was something that's going to happen, because his thoughts towards us were good, yeah. not evil.
Yeah.
And God always wants to give us an expected end, a mm-hmm. future of hope.
That's right. And when we look at verse number 20 here, it says, "The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls." And it goes on to say, "Because I give waters in the wilderness." Waters in the wilderness, in the original Hebrew, the word for wilderness is desert.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a dry and parched land. I'll tell you what, you need to come out of it. And the way you come out of it is by simply applying the word of God, what God is speaking to you right now. Hold on to that on time word.
Yeah.
And the Lord's going to lead you out of the dryness into a good, cold drink of water.
Tim, we're going to be praying in just a few minutes. There are some people that are really walking through stuff,
mm-hmm.
really going through stuff. And God sees you right where you are.
Yeah.
And He knows what you're facing, and He knows what you're going through. And sometimes we just need the prayer of faith.
That's right.
We just need that point of contact.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the prayer of faith also, you know, requires the prayer of agreement
mm-hmm.
with that. And, of course, Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together except to be agreed?" We have to agree with the Word of God first,
yes.
and then we agree with one another in the unification of the Word of God. And then, secondly, Sharon, if we're going to agree with one another, the prayer of agreement from Matthew, the 18th chapter, is, first of all, that we must bind some things
okay.
and loose some things. And the Scripture says, "Whatsoever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And then, of course, we know the other two Scriptures that follow that is that He says, "Where two or three are gathered together in My name,
mm-hmm.
there I would be in the midst of them." He's here right now.
Amen.
Hard times and good, I feel
Sharon, it's been an awesome time today here on Connect. And of course, we have been in the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, verses 18, 19, and 20. And there in verse number 19, it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?"
Yeah. And I believe, Tim, God wants all of his children to know it. But we've got to stay in tune.
That's right.
We really do. We have to be people of the Word and people of the Spirit to know the new thing.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, Tim, a revelation is just something that's been veiled. It's been there all along.
Yes.
So a new thing has been there all along many times.
That's right.
But it's just unveiled so we can see it.
That's right.
A lot of people say, "Boy, that's a new word." There is no new word.
That's right.
It was there all along. It's just been unveiled. That's when it becomes revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to be so in tune to the Spirit of God
that
revelation comes, that we're a new wineskin, not an old wineskin, that he can feel us. Oh, praise God.
That's what I like. It's called, what I call it, is progressive revelation. And it unfolds bits and pieces and in increments at a time, a little bit at a time, so that we can put the whole piece of the puzzle together, you know, the pieces of the puzzle together to make up a complete vision and a complete portrait. And Sharon, there's folks that are out there listening right now. They've had, you've heard the term, put a lid on it. There's been a lid on mysteries, and you haven't been able to move forth. But God is lifting the lid off of the mysteries. Now revelation, knowledge is coming right now through the Holy Spirit. And I feel it going across the airwaves right now. And Holy Spirit is ministering healing, salvation, and deliverance. Somebody out there that's been waiting for a long time on your husband to be delivered from alcoholism, this is the day, the time, and the hour. You just speak it forth in Jesus' name, and it'll surely come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I pray for ministers. I just felt and sensed, Tim, there's ministers that are so hungry for God, and they're saying, "Why is it that the Word of God just seems stale to me? Why is it that I don't see anything fresh, and I don't feel fresh when I'm preaching?" But God wants to blow on that, because he says, if you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you shall be filled. And the very fact that you're hungering, you're a vessel that God can just refill
praise God
and again.
Praise God.
Just begin to praise him for it. And then also, Tim, there is a bad earache. Someone has been, it feels like your eardrum is about to burst in your left ear. God is touching that. And also the right ear, somebody has been losing hearing in the right ear. God is opening up.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just sense God is doing a work in the ears. Also, a child, ears. They're talking about putting tubes in the
ears.
That's
right. There's a buildup of fluid. I just heard that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I see the young child as a little boy, and God is going to touch and heal both of the ears. He will not need plastic tubes in his ears, because the healing power of Jesus Christ is coming right now into your home. And healing him in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And also a fever is about to break.
Praise God.
Somebody has just been carrying a fever. We command that fever to break, the infection to go in Jesus' name.
I heard the Lord say, "Carol, fear not that you won't lose your children." I heard the Lord just say that a moment ago. You have a fear that you're going to lose your children through a custody case, but God says, "Fear not, because I'm about to do a new thing for you."
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Just begin to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Just begin to thank him.
Yes, God.
He's such a good God, Tim.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is. And it's his goodness, Romans 2 and verse 4 says, that leads us to repentance.
I think we should pray for our partners right now and bless the offering. And I just lay my hands on these requests that our partners have mailed in. And Father, you saw every need. Oh, God, as they wrote it down, you saw their faith. And as they sowed the seed, you saw their faith. And I thank you that reward comes to our partners in the precious name of Jesus. Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise God. Yes, Lord, we bless you. We praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you for meeting every need of every listener out there right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. You know, Tim, people, there's an old saying that my pastor said, and my dad said, he became my second pastor, and it was this: get under the spout where the glory comes
out. Praise God.
Why, just like the lepers, why sit here till we die?
Yeah.
So many people are hungry for God, but they don't they don't change anything.
That's right.
You know, they keep going through the same patterns.
That's
and
right.
Some patterns are good. Some habits are good. But sometimes you need something new when God's doing something new.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe, of course, Proverbs, the 6th chapter there in verse 2 says, "Behold, thou art snared. Behold, thou art taken by the words of your mouth." Two things, snared and then taken. We don't have to be either or.
Uh-huh.
We can rise above the circumstances of our very own life by speaking forth the word of truth. And I believe that when we speak, Isaiah 57:19 says that God will create the fruit of our lips, and we can speak peace to those that are near and to those that are far off.
Amen. Well, something new I believe God is really doing is Women of Valor, April 24th through the 26th. And we don't want anybody that gets an opportunity to hear this to miss out. So many times, Tim, we fill up. We only can take so many in. And then, you know, it's sad for those that can't come. We want everyone to be here that God has placed on your heart to be here.
It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. And, of course, I had a phone call the other night, and a woman said to her husband when I was talking to him on the phone, "I want to come to the Women of Valor Conference. I've heard it is awesome, and how can I do it?" Of course, I gave him the information. She's supposed to be dialing up the number at the church this week and talking to Sister Stacy.
Yes.
And then she'll get the information and join another group and in her vicinity and enjoy the blessings of God.
And it's April 24th through the 26th. For more information, you can call office hours 301-895-3868 or 301-895-3292 or go to worldlighthouse.org. And it's even set up to register online. Mm-hmm. If you have a group of eight or more, you can get the early registration discount for the group.
Yes.
And that ends March 24th. So
awesome.
Get your team together and be a part. It's been a good day, Tim.
Yes, it has.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.